Let us pray. Loving and gracious God, encounter us with your Spirit. Hear the cries of our hearts. Hear the doubt of our mind. Hear the uncertainty of our dreams. Hear it all, Lord God, and now encounter us, empower us, enliven us, ensure in us your love and faith. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, shared with you the unfulfilled expectations that I had from last weekend, and if I am truthful, I was less than, shall we say, easy to live with over those 2 days. If anything, it's amazing to me how something so really trivial could cause me to become the frustrated, not happy person that I don't like to be. Someone who's causing my children and my wife discomfort. It's amazing how when our expectations, our hopes are not met, we can become people that we would never really be. Or if we saw the actions in another, we'd be like, what's up with you, bro? Come on, chill out, right? Indeed, so many parts of our lives are like that. Yesterday, we were putting together some cupcakes for my daughter's birthday. And they were beautiful cupcakes. They are Teenage Mutant Ninja cupcakes. Yes. Yeah, my 5-year-old daughter had a Teenage Mutant Ninja birthday party. I am raising her correctly. I'm so excited about that. Well, anyway, I was supposed to go and get edible eyeballs from Party Center. You know, my sainted wife, who put this all together, asked but one thing of me, to go get edible eyeballs, right? She's been at home all week with the kids while I've been in Myrtle Beach playing golf with my friends. And all she asked me to do is go get edible eyeballs. Well, there are three kinds. There's the big kind without eyelashes. There's the kind, big kind with eyelashes, and then there's the little kind. Friends, I got the wrong kind. I bought the ones with eyelashes. I come back, and even something so simple as the wrong eyeballs for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cupcakes, I come home, I say, honey, I got the eyeballs, and she looks at me, and you know that feeling, don't you? Like, can't you do anything right? I'm exhausted. I've been here with my children all week. I just simply asked you to get the right kind of edible eyeball. Misplaced expectations. But it was clear that I messed up, but she showed me grace instead, and I believe that. But think about it. Now take it from, you know, something that's pretty minor, you know, cupcakes, something relatively minor as well. Hey, the big snow, one of the biggest snows of the century, kept you from going out of town. I mean, that's a kind of a big deal. But now take it, you know, to something as big as your marriage or your job or your faith. Because, see, we have expectations in all of those areas, too. And when those expectations are not met, it can turn us into the kind of people that we would not even recognize in ourselves. It happens in our gospel lesson today. You saw that, right? I mean, did you really hear what was just read? That Carla just read for us. It's astounding if you think about it. I mean, look what happens, okay? Jesus says, or they say, and they heard all the things that Jesus had said, They all spoke well of him and were amazed at his gracious words. Now, what is it that he said? Well, we weren't here last week to hear what he said, so let me tell you what he said. This is what he said. He was quoting from Isaiah chapter 61, and he said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And then he closed the scroll and said, today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Claiming, saying that the Spirit of the Lord that Isaiah was talking about, that it would fall upon the one who would to be the Savior, the Messiah. He stands up and he says, this has been fulfilled in your hearing. This Spirit has been given to me. Right? That's what he's saying. All right? And they hear that and they're like, oh, that's great. Right? Oh, that's wonderful. Is this not Joseph's son? Wow, we're really proud of you. But then they start thinking, well, is this not Joseph's son? Yeah, we know you. We've seen you. Is this what we expected? We expect the Messiah to come and help us take over again, to be ranked number one in the Palestinian religion's BCS poll, right? That's what we want. We're going to be now champions. And he says to them a couple things that are powerful. He reminds them that God's favor is always bigger than they can expect. And he said, doubtless you will say to yourself, doctor, cure yourself. And do also here in your hometown those things that you did before. But he says, I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown. And then he goes on to really challenge them and enrage them, by reminding them that two of the greatest prophets in the history of Israel, Elijah and Elisha, had been sent at times of desperation for the Hebrew people, at a time of famine and a time of occupation, that the great prophets, that God had worked healing outside of the community, that God had said, I am bringing, you know, healing and food to the widow who was a part of an outside group and a looked down upon group, and I am going to bring healing to Naaman, who is a leader in the Syrian army who is oppressing us. And when they heard that, when they heard that, hey, you, I know you think you're special, but you know what? God has things going on outside of you. You're not as favored as you think. Guess what they do? When their expectations are not met, especially in something as deeply ingrained in their hearts as their faith and their life, where, hey, look at us. Look how faithful and great we are. That's right. The Messiah is going to come. He says, no, 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 no. And that's when they get really ticked off. And that's when they get enraged. And that's when they're ready to kill Jesus. And friends, I have to say that in my life, that's when I get enraged and am ready to get rid of Jesus in my life too. And so are you. And so are you. When you are hit in that moment where your expectations of church or of pastor or of staff member or of musician or of the other people in your church, when your expectations are not met, guess what? We too can become enraged. And we too can become people that we wouldn't recognize otherwise. This past week, as I was in Myrtle Beach playing golf with my friends, I like to make light of it, but it is one of the holiest weeks of my life. And I mean this because it's with all pastors. And if you do anything professionally with the other professionals, there's something deeply powerful about getting together and crying together and sharing our stories together and sharing our hurts and sharing our struggles and sharing all of that stuff, but being able to be met there in the midst of a hope-filled voice of people who gather, who love each other and care about each other. It reminds me totally what the church can be. Because I can tell you, I don't always meet the expectations of my friends. And they sure as heck don't always meet my expectations. But we love each other. And we can be real with each other. And we can meet each other at a place of depth that allows us all to grow. And I see that every year, and I come back seeing, knowing that we are all as imperfect as you could be, but my goodness, what holiness is there. And it reminds me of the beauty of every church I've ever served, and it reminds me of the beauty of Bethel. Because I look out here and I see people who really do not always live up to my expectations. But I see incredibly gifted, talented children of God who are impacting this world in ways that I don't even know about and can't even believe. And I look at that and I say, oh my goodness, while they might not always meet up my expectations, and for sure I don't always meet theirs, but God is up to something here and God is up to something in them. And thank God I get to be in family with you, because you, my brothers and sisters, are living out the spirit of Isaiah 61. And you, my brothers and sisters, have been given that same spirit that was given to Jesus, because he has given it to you. My friends, I pray that we can continually live into the promise of being about sharing the Lord's favor. Share the Lord's favor with each other, especially when we're frustrated with each other. Share the Lord's favor and release to each other for people who have maybe wronged you or who you have wronged. Show grace. Show forgiveness. Show love. Show possibility and hope and blessing. Because, friends, that is what Jesus has called us to do. And it calls us to move beyond and look beyond our frustrations, and instead find that beautiful scene at the very end, what my wife calls the biblical Jedi mind trick. Remember? They're getting ready to throw Jesus off the cliff, and what does he do? He will not show me off the cliff. It just says he walks through them, right? He just moves beyond them. And it's, I think, the reason it happened. It's because in the midst of our anxieties, in the midst of our unmet expectations, in the midst of our frustrations, in the midst of all of those things that would make us want to just react and push Jesus out of our life, it is Jesus' power of peace and love in the midst of our anxiety that allows him to remain and walk back through the crowd. That our anxieties, our frustrations, our anger cannot and will not ever be enough to defeat or to ultimately push away the power of Jesus' peace and love for you and for me. And that's why we can live together as community, knowing that Jesus will not ever be able to be pushed away from us and this gathering. Amen? Because you have been given that promise. And we have been given that promise. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, invite you to help us to live through our anxieties, amidst our unfulfilled or unmet expectations, to help us to live through and to see in each other the loved children of God that we are, and invite us to follow you fully and completely, and knowing that in doing so and by doing so, we will be met by an incredible promise. We'll be met by a release, a freedom, an unbinding of those things that bind us, and instead to be able to see the beautiful favor that you have for us and this world. And in your name we pray. Amen. Let us stand.